Hello, my dear ones, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. If you're new here, my name is Maria. Please subscribe below so we can be YouTube friends. The topic for today is honey and the bees. I wanted to give you my perspective and the guidance that I have received from my spirit guides as it relates to honey. I will be diving into whether you should eat honey, whether this is something that is good for your energy, and why. And yes, we're going to be dissecting this subject. Now, I am fully aware that honey is not considered to be vegan as a product. So a lot of what I will say today may ruffle some feathers in the spiritual community. It may ruffle some feathers of people who are vegan by the book. In my life, I follow my own guidance. I follow the guidance from the beings that I interact with. And before I was ready to make this video, I spend 40 minutes talking to the spirit of the bee, the collective consciousness of bees. And so I feel extremely confident in what I'm going to tell you today. Now, if that is not your cup of tea, and if you feel that you would rather do it your own way and you have your own opinions on the suffering of the bees, then more power to you. And this is a free will universe, and that, you know, to each their own. So that's that. I eat honey. I eat honey every day, in fact. And I've certainly been to many vegan spots that, you know, sometimes when I forget that honey is not considered vegan, I would ask for honey with my tea. And people look at me strange, like I just murdered a bunch of bees. I've also been asked a question. So how come you propagate honey? And by the way, in my book, The Rose Codes, I have a couple of recipes with honey. And so at face value, I should be the first person to tell you, don't eat honey. How dare you? The bees are suffering. And yet that is not what I have come to find. So let's look at what honey is. And then let's look at the collective consciousness of the bees as well. Honey is what I would call a solar product. It is a very unique substance that is quite unlike anything else. In other words, if I was trying to substitute honey from the perspective of its light properties for another product, I would be tight-pressed to find an equivalent product that has quite the same magic to it. And I'm not even talking about the sweetness as a property of honey. I'm talking about the property of honey to deliver and give light to your body. Honey is a product, a very physical product, that attracts more light into your aura. That is what I have found through my, call it, spiritual research. Honey, therefore, is a very magical substance. The reason I call it a solar product, it is because it vibrates at the frequency of the sun, a very high vibrational product. It vibrates at the frequency of the sun. It helps infuse our bodies with the codes of the sun. And right now, the timing to eat honey is actually really, really perfect because, as you well know, the sun is going through a transition. Actually, if you don't know, I've mentioned in a few of my past videos that our local sun consciousness has transitioned from being a masculine spirit to a feminine spirit. So now there is a whole new spirit. There's a whole new being that inhabits our local sun. It is a feminine spirit. And this new spirit is on this massive cleanup mission, cleaning up everything in the solar system. All the species of all the planets, all the pathways, all the meridians, all the ley lines, you name it. It is doing this large spring cleaning, if you will. And as a part of that, our local sun is working really hard. It's working overtime to infuse our bodies with solar codes. Solar codes that are going to help us transition into 5D consciousness and help us adapt to the higher vibration of the sun. The sun is becoming high vibrating, and there's a lot more activity on the sun. Because honey is such a solar product, it's yellow. I wore yellow for this video just to get the point across. Honey is a very solar product, and therefore it is almost like a shortcut. If you are lacking vitamin D, or if you are lacking this, you know, that just the ability to be in the sun. Honey is the substance that is going to get you energy in the same way that the sun would. What I have found to be the minimum dose of honey a day for you to be able to fully replenish your solar energies is 2 teaspoons. So 2 teaspoons of honey a day, however you want to take it. Straight up, you can mix it with your tea, you can mix it with whatever else you're drinking, you can mix it with smoothies, like, you know, you name it. Like, there is no wrong way to really eat the substance. But I found it to be energetically extremely beneficial. Not only that, it's also really, really good for your health. So honey jumpstarts a slew of processes of regeneration within your body. So it literally gets into the cellular level to restore the cells and prevent disease from coming into your body. Again, disease very often looks like darkness. In the body. Darkness, you know, slime, dusty particles that are not of light. And when you have this potent solar agent like honey getting inside of your body, becoming absorbed into your bloodstream and getting transported to every single cell in your body, what happens is you become lighter, right? Not in terms of your weight, physical weight, but in terms of energy. So it brings the light and the sun literally inside of your body. So all of the vegans that choose to forego this wonderful product for all the good reasons, right? Like the reasons at face value for vegans giving up honey is solid. We're going to dive into that in one moment. But just think of how much light you're depriving yourself of, right? So a lot of vegans are also on the spiritual path. If you're on the spiritual path, the name of the game for ascension is being able to encapsulate more and more light in your body over time. And you're depriving yourself from one of the primary ways that you could do that. So, you know, there we have this little conundrum, a big conundrum now. Let's talk about the bees. And let us talk about the argument that the bees are suffering, that this is modern-day slavery. Now, I'll be the first one to admit that when I am sensing the mentality or the vibration of slavery between humans and the species that humans consume for food, I'll be the first one to raise my hand and say, this is slavery, this is not okay. I've said that about, like, cows, I've said that about pigs, I've said that about chickens, you know, fish, you know, pretty much every single animal that humans consume is in this antagonistic state toward humanity. They never really signed up to be eaten. However, the consciousness of the bees is very different. So insects are a collective consciousness. Usually there's one soul that chooses to incarnate as a species of an insect. There's just one soul. And of course, that soul, that spirit, if you will, has their own lesson to go through. There is a reason why they usually come. There is a mission to each species. Each species has a very clear-cut beginning point and ending point, like mission, vision, what they want to accomplish over the course of the evolution of the species. And with the bees and the consciousness that is powering the bee kingdom, there is that very strong desire to serve humanity. And it's been there from the get-go. Now, the bees are a harmonizer species. So their mission on Earth is to harmonize the various kingdoms. They operate the bees operate very closely with Mother Gaia. They have, you know, they have blessings from the consciousness of our planet for the work that they're doing. And so here's how the energy of the bees work. So essentially, not the energies really, but how their mission works. So essentially through honey that human beings consume, and by the way, at one point when this mission was established for the bee kingdom, the spirit, the consciousness that wanted to birth this species understood that at one point humanity may become an issue. Humanity may be one of those odd ones out, one of the energies that is going to be out of sync and out of harmony to a large, large, large degree. Enough so that it's going to raise alarm clocks all over the Milky Way. That's how bad it got. And so this consciousness chose to be the part of the solution and not the part of the problem. And so they wanted to create a product that humanity could consume that would enable the mass harmonization of all the bodies within the human, as well as the mass harmonization between the human species and the rest of the kingdoms of Gaia. So if you think about the process of getting honey, right, for the bees, they have to fly from plant to plant, right? The plants first get nurtured by Gaia herself, right? So you need the soil and you need the water. So you need the primary elements, right, in order to grow a plant. And that is how the bees connect humanity to the primary elements of Gaia. That is also how the bees connect humans to the soil element and the earth element, right? Just by consuming honey, you're actually being connected to the elements, actually all four elements, but specifically the element of the earth. That is where it all begins. Then, of course, because bees gather honey from plants, right there is the connection to the plant kingdom, right? Because this is literally the nectar of flowers that is being collected. By consuming it, you are attuning your auric field to the plant kingdom. You become a lot more in tune and in touch with what's out there. How are the plants feeling? You may over time even develop the ability to telepathically understand your plants, your house plants, and, you know, the trees and everything else. Now, of course, the bees connect us to the animal kingdom because they are an animal, you know, insect, animal. And so there's so much distortion between humans, Homo sapiens, and the rest of the animal kingdom that somebody needs to harmonize it. And the bees are definitely doing that. And not only that, but in order to grow, the plants need to connect to the sun. And that is where we get the solar consciousness and the last part of this puzzle. So what needs to happen is, of course, the solar rays need to penetrate the soil and, you know, photosynthesis needs to happen. So through the leaves of the plant as well. So plants are already infused with the energy of the sun. And so is the honey that comes from it. So essentially, this is all this like elaborate scheme or elaborate mission or elaborate plan to get humans to consume a product that is going to be an all-time fantastic harmonizer of everything, of all the energies. And so honey is literally unlike anything else that we consume in that regard, because it is the product that is able to bring in very high levels of synchronicity with what is very quickly. So once you consume honey, as ironic as that may sound, you become a better person. There is more light in your auric field. You become more aware. You become more conscious. As a byproduct of that, you start making more conscious decisions. You start living a more aligned life. And so it would be doing bees a great disservice to not consume the gift that is honey. It is almost like when somebody comes in and wants to incarnate, like a spirit of the bees. And the sole purpose of them incarnating is to harmonize humanity. But humanity is going to turn around and be like, no, you know what? Not going to harmonize. This is not vegan. Bees are suffering. There is a very big difference between slavery and sacred service. And the difference is slavery is when an animal species has not volunteered for the mission. In this case, to feed humanity. Sacred service is when the species has volunteered. And I think we need to start shifting our thinking. And I know I'm talking to a lot of vegans here. Let's start shifting our thinking from the perspective, as it relates to the bees. Because if they're offering this way for us to harmonize ourselves, it's because they know that their hard work is going to pay off. It is because they need this solar product in our body badly enough that they're willing to be the hardworking bee. It is one of the hardest working species on our planet. Why? Because it is meant to work hard. That is the intention of the spirit, the collective consciousness of bees. They value their work and they see the sacredness of their work so much that they're willing to put so much of their quote unquote time on the line, so much of their life on the line to just gather a few droplets of solar honey for us. Listen, this universe is layered. There are so many different perspectives that you could take. I simply just wanted to bring this perspective. Now, here's the deal. You may be asking yourself, or you may, you know, want to ask me, well, Maria, there are a bunch of people that are not vegans that are eating honey. So what is your point? There are, you know, they're, it's not like they're all ascended. True that. Thank you for pointing that out. Here's the deal. Honey becomes ever so potent in your body when you take it with gratitude, when you recognize the hard work of the bees that went into producing it, when you recognize that so many different things had to come together, the soil, the water, the sun, the air, the earth, like all of it, the plants, the animals had to come together for you to have this droplet of honey. And so when you're consuming something unconsciously, meaning you have a very low level of awareness of the gift that it is, then it cannot be fully potent in your body. And then, of course, there are some blockers as well. There are certain things that block the light energies of honey in our body. Maybe not block, but diminish. Caffeine actually diminishes the energy of honey in our body. Nightshades diminish the energy of honey in our body. Things like gluten diminish energies of honey in our body. And of course, if you are consuming animal products from animals that don't want to be eaten, that's going to diminish the benefits of honey in your body, because you're taking a product from an animal and you're consuming other animals. There is a distortion there. So honey cannot be at its full potency within your body. Yeah, the reason I'm bringing this up is, well, I've gotten questions about honey, and I definitely felt like it was time to share my perspective. And I just want to leave you with is there's so much gratitude that I feel for the wonderful bees. I have bees all over my house now, not like live bees, but like they're symbols, just because I recognize how special they are as a kingdom and as a consciousness. And for one, I'm really grateful that they choose the sacred service, this life of sacred service, and I'm going to partake in. And I hope you do as well. Please let me know in the comments how you feel about honey. If you have been sensing, consciously or subconsciously, that honey is the product of God or source, if you will, because if you think about it, right, if something is a solar product, sun is a proxy for source consciousness. So really, it is a product of source. It is, again, a very, very high vibrating product. So please let me know in the comments if you've been subconsciously feeling it, if honey just makes you feel better, or, you know, if you just want to provide your input on the bees, I'm always happy to read it. Sending you a big virtual hug. I'll see you in the next one. Bye, loves.